Hi, hello, good evening. My name is Walter and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. This evening we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinion. All your answers will remain confident. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household works for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or works on a volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. I'm going to do this as fast as I can, okay? Now, so as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like county commissions on Tuesday, August the 20th? You will definitely vote? Very likely to vote?
Definitely going to vote.
Okay. Now, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated? Some other political party? Independent?
I'm with the I'm the Republican Party, 100%.
Okay, great. Just to make sure that we are, consulting everybody, may I ask what's your race? Are you African American, white Caucasian, Hispanic?
No, I'm a white American.
Oh, okay, white Caucasian. Okay, yes. What is your age range? Between 18 to 45, from 46 to 55,
56 to 65,
66 to 75, over 75. Yes, 66 to 75. Oh, okay. Okay, now let me see here. Generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off the wrong track?
I have no opinion on that. I don't know. I don't follow it that closely. No opinion.
Sure, that's not a problem. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? Property insurance costs, illegal immigration, protecting the environment, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, taxes and county government spending, crime and public safety, affordable housing, hurricane and flooding preparation, overdevelopment.
All of the above. Every one of those. I don't know what you can put down. I like them all. I'm concerned about all of them.
Okay, no problem. So would you say inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries?
Yeah, that sounds good, yeah.
All right, great. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the county, the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Melissa Tomey.
No, I've never heard of that person.
Okay. Paul Wunderlich.
Never heard of that person.
Okay. Harley Merrill Rashid.
I don't know that one. None of these.
Joe Biden,
I've heard of him, yes. My opinion is he sucks.
Okay. Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Ron DeSantis?
Very favorable.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
And the last one will be Rick Ramsey.
Very favorable.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And thinking ahead, in the primary elections for Monroe County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Melissa Tomei, a Republican candidate. Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate. Harley Merrill Rashid, a Republican candidate. Or you are undecided?
Undecided at this point.
Okay. if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Melissa Tomei, Paul Wunderlich, Holly Merrill Racine?
I'm undecided. Right. I haven't. When it gets closer to August 20th, I'll research him and then I'll let you know. But I don't know today.
No problem. No problem, sir. Thank you for your answer. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holly Merrill Racine is doing as your county commissioner?
I have no opinion on that. I haven't followed it.
Okay, no problem. Okay, in other things being equal, which of the following candidates will you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commission? A candidate who currently serves on the County Commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community, or a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government?
Well, it depends on what the fresh perspective is. Without knowing what their fresh perspective, I can't say that. I can't answer that question.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, about right?
About right. Yeah, I'd say about right.
Okay. Now, which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commission? A candidate position on future development in Monroe County, or a candidate position on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime?
Yeah, lowering taxes and fighting crime.
Okay, great.
The taxes for sure.
Okay. Do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to a Tavernier along with 85 units of workforce housing? A strongly in favor, somewhat favor,
yes.
Somewhat opposed?
I have no opinion on that. I know what they're talking about. It's down there by Pino Window they're talking about, just by the Dairy Queen. But they're going to put another Publix in.
Sure, no problem. All right, no problem. We already at 60%, okay, so we almost done. As you may know,
yeah.
Monroe County has taken a major infrastructure projects to reduce flooding and replace the aging Trauma Star helicopters, which airlift critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami. Hello? Hello, sir? Bueno, señores, cuidadores, le agradezco.